We hear today a story about St. Thomas, which I find extremely moving and helpful. Having doubts is part and parcel of being human. When people tell me they have no doubts at all, I'm happy to tell them I'll come to see them in hospital. Blind faith, which is unquestioning, sounds so strong, but in practice it's very weak and very fragile. It's also totally unrealistic. If we're to love God with all our minds, as Jesus commended we should, amongst other ways, then we're bound to have questions. And because our minds are human and limited, some of our questions will be unanswered, or indeed unanswerable. We can't fathom God. We can catch glimpses of what he is like. We can have facts, baldly stated, but that doesn't make belief certain. As Tennyson memorably put it, "There lives more faith in honest doubt, believe me, than in half the creeds." Think about that old-fashioned thing, a telephone directory. I want to ring someone up. Now that book is full of baldly stated facts. It's the most boring book in the world if we try to read it from cover to cover, but it's full of quite definite facts. The numbers are correct, not roughly so. It would not be able to fulfil its purpose if they weren't accurate. But having the fact of someone's number doesn't make the connection for me. It points to a possibility. For the fact to be translated into something useful, there are all sorts of other factors as well. I need a phone to use for a start. I need to be able to read the number. I need to be able to see the dial or the buttons. I need the phone at both ends to be in working order. I need the other person to be in. There are so many factors to be taken into account. It isn't as simple as the fact of someone having a telephone number might make it seem. So when people long for oversimple answers, they're on the hiding to nothing. Let's apply this principle to some of the things we do in church. Take, for example, baptism, bringing someone into the community of faith, making them a member of the body of Christ. That's a fact, as clear as the facts of the telephone directory. Something happens when we baptize people. This is parents taking action, offering a new life to God. This is the church in action, offering itself as a place for that child to be nurtured in faith. Most importantly, this is God in action, doing something for them, accepting them, and making them one with their Lord. Those are facts, like the numbers in the directory. But they also point to possibilities. For these actions to reach their fulfilment, it will depend on all of us taking the actions we've taken seriously. We can depend on God taking his part seriously, but we have to look to the other two action takers as well. The church community, the parents and godparents, each have their part to do if everything is to happen as it might. Thank God children find faith growing despite parents and godparents who let them down spiritually. Probably many of us, including me, wouldn't be here if that wasn't the case. Thank God that children find faith despite the church letting them down spiritually, not making them welcome, not providing the nurture they need. But that isn't the way we want it to be. We've opened up the possibility of someone growing into a wonderful and life-enhancing faith, and we all have to make that possibility a reality. Similarly, when we come to receive Holy Communion, the facts are clear enough. We do what Jesus told us to do, and he promised that he would feed us as we take bread and wine. His promise to be with us is certain. But again, we have to acknowledge the possibility aspect of all this. We're only fed if we bother to come. In any covenant relationship, indeed any relationship, it takes two to tango. And we have to bring ourselves as we really are. Now, the chances are that as we really are is a mixture of faith and doubt. My confusion may be your certainty. My clear understanding may be your no-go area. I think the liturgists had a good point when they changed the openings of the creeds from "I believe" to "we believe." There are parts of the creed I don't understand properly, let alone believe. The more I study them, the more likely it is I get confused. But that doesn't mean I can't say it with a good heart, because I am standing behind what we believe. What is the faith of the church? What our combined insights have to offer, not my limited one. So we're back to my telephone directory in two different ways. We have the facts of the faith as they've been handed on to us in the words of the Creed. They point to the possibility of what believing those facts can do to us and the world around us. And that brings us back to the directory in a second way. We've all seen somebody tear a telephone directory in half. I couldn't possibly do it. You need much greater strength than I have in my hands. Yet the directory is made up of incredibly thin sheets of paper that the youngest child could easily tear. The strength comes from its being many sheets of paper together. And that's exactly how it is in terms of faith. Together, we have immense strength. But alone, any one of us, be they bishop, priest, deacon or layman, old or young, is very weak and vulnerable. That's why the Christian faith is so firmly rooted in community, being the church together, not just individual believers. It's why ideally we baptise children with as many of the community of faith taking part as possible, because it involves us all. It's not the private act of an individual family. Indeed, that service says of all of us, we have brought this child to baptism. Our readings today swing from the amazing certainty of Peter preaching about the risen Christ on the day of Pentecost and his confidence about eternal life expressed in his letter to Thomas's total disbelief in the upper room. He changed his view from cynicism to faith when the possibility of testing his doubts was offered to him. God gives to every one of us who has been baptized life of a new and eternal kind. He also gives us the possibilities that can follow from it. But God never forces our hand. He offers, and it's for us to take it up. As with the directory, there are the facts, but they are only pointers to the exciting possibilities that come from taking those facts and acting on them. Thank God for those facts and for those possibilities. Let's grasp them and act on them with joy.